Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. Hey, this is a podcast all about your motivation, about your habits, about reaching high performance in your life, what we call HPX, the high performance experience, where you're more vibrant, you're more connected, you're more excellence-driven, and you're more fulfilled because you're living a life of personal freedom, because you're living a life of service, because you really believe in what we talk about, which is the desire for each of us to reach that highest level of performance in our life so that we can love and we can lead and that we can serve others. So honored to have you here today. Before we start this episode specifically, I wanted to let you know about something I'm so excited about. You know, we spent the last 4 years in deep research and development in creating our HPX wellness line. It's a nutrition line of three specific supplements that have really helped me in these last couple years optimize my brain, optimize my overall physical well-being for longevity, for joint health, for digestion, and frankly,
also give me that energy boost that I need once in a while. So the HPX Wellness line is just three products. So we're not starting some, you know, big supplement company or some MLM or seeking downlines here. I'm not trying to compete with any other supplement companies out there. Just like you, I take a lot of different products from a lot of different companies and I love them all. So this is not a judgment against anybody else. This is just that I couldn't find these specific functional products that I wanted, that I knew was well-sourced, clean, and frankly, uncompromising. And so here's what they are. We've got HPX Optimized, which many of you know is my brain health and mental focus supplement. That is how I maintain that creative edge, that ability to have the mental stamina I need to make through the day, to frankly, just be focused, you know, because I don't know about you, but mental fatigue and energy, it's something I got to deal with, you know, especially trying to serve as many people, do as many things as I do. So HPX Optimized keeps me mentally focused. Then we've got HPX Organic Boost. This is a 100% organic energy drink mix. You just basically tear open a little of these travel packets, you pour it in water, you mix it up, and boom, you're boosted. It is delicious. And as I said, it's 100% organic energy. It comes from beetroot, goji berry, coconut water powder, maca root, ulethro, schisandra, rhodiola, and organic clean energy from organic green tea. Just 60 milligrams, so much less than a cup of coffee. And you will not find a blend like this at these dosage levels anywhere on the marketplace. Plus, it's delicious, so I love that. And then finally, we've got HPX Essentials, which is basically like a functional multivitamin that we really built to support longevity. So it's got astragalus, resveratrol, chaga, to support your joint health. So we've got ginger, boswellia, turmeric, and our vitality blend in there for L-theanine, ginseng, and schisandra. It is an awesome blend as a functional multivitamin. And here's what I invite you to do. Go check these out at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com, all together, hpxwellness.com, and check them out. And I really actually invite you to compare and do some price shopping around. You will not see ingredients at this dosage levels in products like these anywhere on the marketplace at all, period, because most supplement companies could never afford to do this. What they do is they'll release like a proprietary blend that might have a few of these things in there, but they won't tell you what dosage, meaning what amount per serving per ingredient is in the actual product. So they kind of sprinkle it in there with just tiny dosage amounts that literally don't do anything. But when you see the dosage levels we put in of these amazing ingredients, you will feel the difference. And so go check it out. I invite you to compare and contrast. Again, I'm not trying to take on the supplement world. You know, there's companies out there that sell hundreds of supplements, different products. For us, it's just three, built specifically to optimize your performance, to give you that edge, to give you that high performance experience in a way that was uncompromising with well-sourced, well-researched ingredients and dosages that will make a difference in your life. Go check it out. HPXwellness.com. And with no further ado, let's jump into today's episode. This first idea, when you go into protection, when you go into caretaking, when you go into managing the energy of everybody else and just hoping to make it through the day, what happens is enough days of that and disconnection from the future, this dichotomy starts happening. This challenge, this thing here, dread versus excitement. Even great leaders can start to feel dread about the day. Ugh, now I'm gonna have to go manage more complaints from other people. Ugh, I'm gonna have to manage the attitude of my snarky husband. Ugh, I'm gonna have to deal with that grumpy person over here. Ugh, I gotta answer all those emails. Ugh. So even in the context of abundance, joy, the good positive energy you can have, when every day can start to feel a little groundhog day, it can start to feel like dread. Even Bill Murray, one of the most fun people on the planet in Groundhog's Day, starts to have dread. And I want you to be attentive to your energy over these last 7 days. How many days did you feel a little bit of dread?
And I want to share with you, it's okay because you might not have been aware of that dread. It's not about your life. The dread's not about the kids. It's not about the husband. The dread's not about your health. The dread that comes, that existential dilemma that comes in times of turmoil, is actually not anything happening right now. It's a disconnection from the future. Sometimes we get it wrong. We think everything around us is wrong. Actually, we just don't have a connection. We don't have something to be excited about. When we don't have something to be excited about, when we don't have that compelling future, that thing to look forward to, that thing to celebrate, that thing to be excited about, the week, the day feels like a slog, even when it's good. Even when it's good. You got a good husband. You got a good job. You got some money coming from the business. You got good opportunities. But in times of crisis, when it feels like a slog, when there's dread there, it's not that the opportunities or the husband or the kids or the house is wrong. Sometimes you lost connection with what to look forward to. And that was the missing thing. That was the piece of psychology. I mean, I know, because I've talked with many of you, and we've been doing these lives. I know that sometimes you're just dealing with the stuff right now. And so how are we going to win the year? Today's a pivot. Today, you are going to design back into your weeks, back into your months, and back by the end of this year, you are going to design into your days on purpose visualization of the future every day. Visualization of the future every single day. Just as you might meditate every day, I want to turn that into a purposeful, deliberate visualization of something that you are excited about, you are thrilled about, you can't wait to happen. I don't care if it's next week. I don't care if it's a big thing or a small thing. I don't care if it's December 31st, 2020. We've got to find those things. And we need more of them than you have been granting yourself in the last 60 days. Many of you have not granted yourself anything to be excited about in the last 60 days. It was more like, God, I got to figure out how to work out here now at home. That kind of sucks. And oh, I got to figure out this homeschool thing. That kind of sucks. And I got to figure out how to deal with this grumpy spouse. That kind of sucks. And there's all this, that's life. You know, you're dealing with these things. You're like, ah, and dread. We need to build in excitement. We need to build in anticipation, optimism, thrill, adventure. We need to build those things back in. That's how you are going to win this year. You're going to make a pivot right now to institute a new protocol of daily connection with the future. That's your new protocol. Daily connection. Not just, listen, this is different than just writing a goal down. No, I want you to see it, feel it, think about it, dream it, visualize it, see it. And build in every single day or week or month the win, the reward, that thing to celebrate. Now, this can happen on small terms and big terms. Let me give you some examples. some of you just had that, right? You had some of you who looked forward to Cinco de Mayo like crazy. Okay, let me tell you about a little win we had this week, Cinco de Mayo, down here in Puerto Rico. We've been locked in for so long, and a local store, a local restaurant said, you know what? We're going to put together a Cinco de Mayo offer for our community. You can come over here, and you can pick up a huge tray of tacos and a whole glass bottle of margarita. I will tell you, you thought this place just won 54 NBA championships, 74 Super Bowls, and 100 lotteries all in the same moment. When that email went out and this community got that, it was like, ah! The whole place was but something to look forward to. We don't have to cook. We can go pick up stuff because I'm not in a place where there's a lot of stuff that delivers to your door. So Denise has been cooking and we've been home. And also we get to go get some stuff, come back home and celebrate, have a margarita. Simple win. We look forward to that for 3 days. Simple. Not a big thing. But maybe all week you could talk about how with the kids, hey, on Saturday, we're going to go to the park. What toys should we bring? Let's bring a picnic. What would you like us to bring in the picnic basket? Huh? When we go to the park, how long do you want to stay at the park? What games do you want to play at the park? These conversations of anticipation, it's got to be built in.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Listen, I know the mistake sometimes is we go, well, Brendan, let's wait and see how things turn out. Oh, yeah, okay, I like this idea, Brendan. Let me plan for October. Let me plan for November. Come on, Brendan. That's not going to happen until 2021. No, this week, the next 7 days, what's something you can look forward to? And don't wait for it to hopefully happen. Build it in. You got to build in the rewards, the vibrancy, the adventure, the fulfillment, the daily connection of conversation with your spouse, with your partner about something coming up. Even in moments of delay, I'll give another simple example. When we came to Puerto Rico, and my dream, as many of you guys know, or I know some of you knew the community, but since I was a teenager, I wanted to live in the Caribbean. I had that dream of living on a white sandy beach with some palm trees, riding, overlooking the ocean, taking daily walks on the beach, running on the beach, swimming in the ocean. I wanted that my whole life. I thought maybe one day I'll get to a point and I'll retire down in the Caribbean somewhere. You know, because I thought you had to leave the country and I thought you had to go down there. It's like, you know, well, Puerto Rico's a U.S. territory, so we didn't have to give up a passport. We still under the same federal guidelines and laws. And I thought, okay, you know what? I came down here. I fell in love with the place. Well, we've been down here for 2 years. And we've been trying to figure out, well, where do we live? What's our vibe and what do we want? Long story short, there was a new development being built. And Denise and I decided, okay, let's get on that. It was new construction. It was a new building going to be built. And so we purchased. And as you can imagine, it takes a long time to get things done in the Caribbean. And so we've been waiting. And then the pandemic hits. And in the meantime, we've been renting places, trying to figure out where we're going to live and waiting for this new construction to finish. Well, of course, construction completely comes to a halt on non-essential things like new construction down here. And so for the last 60 plus days, there's been no construction on our future home. And so it's like we're not living where we want and we're just kind of, you know, we're waiting it out. And yet, instead of having that as a sense of dread, Denise goes into, oh, planning mode. Now, we don't know when we're going to get there, but we can still plan. So she's already designed every single room. She's already shown me the layouts and everything, been still moving forward the pieces that you can, ordering this, getting that light, getting that fan, doing things. And same thing. Listen, how many of you had a trip or a vacation cancel? Anyone? Yeah, you had something you were looking forward to, you had to cancel it. You know, we were looking forward to going to a certain foreign country this year and had to cancel. But guess what? We can still go, okay, we don't know. We're going to do that in September now? Is that going to happen October? We don't have a date, but guess what we can still do? Well, when we get there, what are we going to do when we get there? So we're still researching. What are the cool activities we'll do when we go there? What are the adventures we'll have when we go there? Who might we get to invite when we go there? We don't know the date, but the trip is visual. It's real. We know things we're going to do there. And that is a post into the future that we can look forward to, talk, discuss, dream of. It can be that simple. It can be that simple. It can be a place you're going to go, a family outing. But here's what I want to know. Listen, the difference between what I'm talking about, this is not hope and inspiration. This is coaching you to sit down today with a calendar and every single week build something in that you can look forward to and talk to with your spouse, your partner, your family, your team. Build it in. Talk about it. Discuss it. Get excited about it. That's what you got to do. It's tactical. It's every day. I want you to sit there. You know, for me, it's when I wake up in the morning. When I wake up in the morning, I lay in bed for an extra couple minutes and I just visualize and think about things I'm excited about. Think about the future. Think about things I don't even know how it's going to happen. You know, we're working on a documentary. I have no idea when that's going to get done. No idea when it's going to come out. But I sit there and I imagine scenes that might be in it, conversations might be in it, places we might air it. Just sit and dream about it. I don't get attached to, does it turn out exactly as how I want it? No, no, no. That's called flexibility, babes. That's adaptability, my friends. That's your ability as a high performer to pivot, to make things happen, to manifest. You can do that. But manifestation comes after visualization. And if you're not manifesting what you're wanting, and if you're not manifesting the energy that you want in your life, I promise there's a disconnection with the future. And it's not because the future doesn't hold promises for you. It's because you haven't made the plans for the future because you're scared they won't come true. I want you to visualize a bigger future for yourself than you ever have before. Not because it's disconnected of the reality of the pandemic right now, but because you have a choice. If you're going through the motions, dread will be there. If you're not visualizing the future, dread will be there. Even if you have good things in the world and you got to do them every single day, dread will be there. But if you build in excitement and you got to figure out what that means for you psychologically, you got to figure out what that means for you, your family, your spouse, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. You got to know the answers. I don't know the answers. My job as your coach is give you that prompt, beg you, cajole you, cheer you on, give you that impetus to say, ooh, how do I build excitement back in? Because dang it, I've been in too much protection zone, Brendan. You're dang right. I've been a little bit myopic focused right now to handle things, which is good. But listen, I talked to a friend last night who lost everything. Laid off 30 employees, been building his dream for 17 plus years, lost the business. Lost the business in this. The dread was there. The dread was there. It was real. Day before that, dear friend of mine lost a family member to coronavirus. The dread was there. The grief was there. Both people had to cope. Both people had that feeling of, oh my gosh. So when I talk about visualization, manifestations, and hopes and dreams, I don't do it disconnected from reality. I say, if we don't touch base with that future, if we can't see ourselves moving on when we lose family, if we can't see ourselves rebuilding, if we can't see ourselves with a better future, then what's it going to feel like? And who owns the fact that it feels like that? Because we have that choice. Sometimes we just forget the choice and we forget the ability to build that excitement in, to build that in. Because even in the person who lost family members, they could start thinking about how are we going to honor this person? When things come around, when we can get together to celebrate this person's life, how are we going to get together to celebrate this person's life? Let's do that. Let's get together and celebrate this person's life. How can we build things, create things, share things together to celebrate this person's life? Oh, I lost my job or I lost my business. Okay. What can I be excited about starting anew? Because now there's all this white space. What can I learn? I wanted to learn these things. For years, I've wanted to do these specific things. And let me try them now. Let me get excited about those things. I'm not saying that the loss isn't there. And I'm not saying detach from the loss, be unaware, try to stuff it down. I'm saying that can be there and excitement and adventure and joy. The human being is capable of holding extraordinary amounts of emotion, extraordinary ability to expand and feel. Like, there's this myth that you can't be, you know, angry and grateful at the same time. I'm like, oh, that person has never studied emotion. Ever. Ever. That's not true. It's not true. It's a nice thought, and it reminds us of a dichotomy, of a choice that we get to make. But we can simultaneously, emotions and feelings, because they do linger, sure you can. Absolutely. I can be grateful that I had my father and mad in the same instant that he's dead. Sad that he's gone. I can be grateful for an opportunity and sad that I'm not capable, ready for it yet. It's okay. We are immense inside. What I'm saying is, it's okay if you feel vulnerable or sad or lost, or you're struggling with capability and coping. And that is also, though, why I encourage you to build in those touch points with the future.
All right. Hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone, because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews. And I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember, every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do, because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing, when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces
where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.